Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 123, Kilig Tropes.
123. Kulang alang 143, charing.
Kilig Tropes, kasi ang release nito ay sakto Valentine's Day.
And because may nag-skip tayo ng isang release week. Sorry, it's my fault.
Nagbangko kasi si CJ for work.
For work. So we didn't
pero yun, sakto to for Valentine's Day. We're sana, talking about... Yeah. Our favorite tropes when it comes to kilig.
Teka, bakit of all topics, ito yung parang napili mo when you're not a very rom-com type of guy?
Good question. Because, ano ngayon, I'm writing horror nga, di ba?
Aha.
Narealize ko. I'm comfortable.
Narinig niyo ba guys, yung parang nag-click pa yung ano eyeglasses niya?
Tinanggal ko. For emphasis. Just for emphasis. Para magmukhang brilliant
matalino,
yung sinasabi.
Tunog matalino.
I'm writing horror now na may pagka-comedy.
Okay.
Na-realize ko.
Is it a book? Is it a script?
It's a book. Comfortable ako figuring out what scares people and what makes people laugh.
Okay.
As in, one of the greatest mysteries of being a writer yon.
Okay.
And at the same time, enjoy na enjoy akong i-explore yon. Kasi na-realize ko, when I was talking to our friends nga na King Palisok and Dodo Dayaw, who were behind the movie Kampon in MMFF, na, ayun, ang sarap nung feeling raw na figuring out paano manakot. And also, I've talked to comedians like sila Victor Anastasio nga.
Sila ang hirap Red. Kaya magpatawa.
Yun. Nagbibigay sila ng... mga kwento nila sa akin on figuring out how to make people laugh.
Okay.
So yun, how to scare people, how to make people laugh. Ang sarap pag-aralan nun for me. As in, even in my most quiet moments, nag-iisip ako palagi ng mga ideas, paano kaya ako mananakot? Kung nagsusulat, paano kaya ako magpapatawa? Palaging ganun yung mindset ko. Ang hindi ko masyadong gamay is paano magpakilig. Therefore, gusto ko siyang i-explore.
Okay.
Na after our episode na rom-coms nga, na-realize ko na parang,
wow.
O nga, no, parang, ang galing ng mga writers. Or even, actually, mas more than writers ngayon, directors eh.
Yeah.
Kasi, paano mo isi-synthesize yung ganung pakiramdam na natural.
Yeah.
And actually, even actors. May magagaling na actors na hindi naman magaling magpakilig. Gets mo ba?
Sige nga, sige.
Wala akong maisip ngayon. Ayun, gusto kong
at saka kasi, yung
talakayin.
Genre ng kilig, parang lagi siyang belittled. Because it's such a
bakit?
Quote and unquote feminine interest. Diba? So,
I don't think so.
It's fascinating for me that you, a straight man,
is it feminine?
Is interest. Ask the...
I don't think so.
Ask the award-winning noir directors of Philippine cinema.
Ang dami kong friends na straight. As in, cis gender. Dan Villegas, Prime Cruz. Na gumagawa ng rom-coms.
Oh nga, pero the genre, like we mentioned in our past episodes, parang yung mga, kung prestige director ka sa Pilipinas.
Oh.
Diba? Or if you're the type of producer or filmmaker na gusto mag mga Locarno or mga Cannes. you will shy away from rom-com. So, anyway, we've been talking about that.
Yeah, also, for quite some time. Nataon naman to, aside from ano yung rom-com episode natin with Richard Bulisay.
Hmm.
Tinataon rin natin nga sa Valentine's. Because we're not fans of Valentine's Day.
Pero to be fair sa'yo, ang funny na, I mean, kahit pa paano, parang, hello, you're married to me. We had some sort of, you know, romantic relationship. Pero you're admitting na hindi ka marunong magpakilig.
Pero in fairness, I rarely talk about my writing work, pero sige, I'll talk about it now. When I did my movie Overtime,
okay,
na yung pitch ko sa GMA nun.
Rom-com,
yung first half. Tapos yung susunod na half is a suspense. Na two-in-one genre shift movie siya.
Yeah.
Na parang Red Eye with Cillian Murphy and
Rachel McAdams.
Oh. Yeah. I'm a bit happy with how I wrote the first half. But sadly, ang daming deleted scenes ni Richard Gutierrez and Lauren Young nun. Na I think it was my favorite rom-com script that I love.
Okay.
Kasi parang before sunrise yung simula nun eh. Na they spent one night bonding. Tapos, ang dami kong conversation scenes nun. Now, we actually filmed, pero in the interest of time. Because SM Cinemas wanted it 90 minutes.
Okay.
Ang total running time namin originally 110 minutes. I had 20 minutes of super rom-com stuff. And I was happy with how I wrote it. Tapos secondly naman, I have, to those who bought my book, Tales for a Rainy Season, I have a rom-com love story na horror dun sa book. It's called Fumes. It's about a girl and a guy na nung 1987, after People's Power, nagtago sila sa Betamax store nung may post-apocalyptic na nangyari after. Ayun, so. And some of my readers said na, to be fair naman daw, medyo kinilig naman sila.
To be fair.
Kumbaga, going back, I'm not, romance is really
hindi
not my
naman,
genre.
Pero hindi ka
pero
na
I don't think I'm
inadequate.
Deficient. Oh, marunong naman ako. And, again, nagdidirect rin ako ng mga kilig-kilig, di ba?
Kaya nga, I was about to bring that up. Na, maybe you're looking at it from a limited point of view or different point of view because I remember you have music videos naman na nakakilig.
And, one of the works na I'm sort of proud of was a Valentine's Day short film for Megaworld.
Hmm, diba? So, meron ka namang konti. And,
yeah, and yung music videos ko, may mga...
And your songs, diba? Yeah. So, baka nasa split personality ka lang.
Hindi naman. Ang ano ko, baka yung genre ko ng romance is hindi yung mainstream romance na iniisip ng tao. Hindi, mainstream quote-unquote, nag-air quotes ako ngayon kung nakikita niyo ako. Quirky, weird romance.
Okay.
Dapat nga, sorry, ito. Feeling ko dapat magkaroon ng, ang horror, di ba may mga sub-genre. Like, body horror.
So ano to? Hipster? Charing?
Hindi. Weird romance. Okay. Dapat may ganun.
Okay.
Anyway, yon haba naman yung pasakalya natin. So anyway, so what we're talking about this episode are the kilig tropes that we want. So definition of terms.
Trope muna. What does trope
kilig muna.
Oh, sige, fine.
So, kilig. I really like the word.
I think all Filipinos like to define this. Para ano siya, maganda siyang icebreaker. Especially,
kung may foreigner tayong kausap.
Kung may foreigner kang kausap or you're in a different country and you're alam mo yun, it's in a way parang Filipino identity icon siya in itself.
Ayan. And to be fair, ito, a decade ago, may nasulat ako for 8list.ph na nag-viral.
Yes, yung kilig words.
8 Tagalog words that have no English
translation.
Tapos na ano pa ako, diba? Na GMA 7 pa ako.
Wow.
Ang pinaka. Nag-guest pa ako doon.
As an expert.
As an quote-unquote expert.
Anyway,
in-interview ako ni ano Roy ni
Nino
ni Rovilson. Top one word ko.
Kilig. So, sige. As the expert here.
As the expert on Tagalog.
As the quote and unquote loko expert lang here.
Ako? Ano so, yung mag-Tagalog sa akin eh.
Oo, oh, mas magaling talaga mag-Tagalog sa akin.
UPK.
Pod pals. Hindi mo alam yung panik nung una eh.
Alam ko yun. Hmm? Umakyat. Panik.
Kaya nga, nung una hindi mo alam.
Kilig, for me, the feeling of giddiness that you get at the notion, at the very idea of witnessing love.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, experiencing love.
Talaga?
Giddiness okay yung closest. Pero yeah, romance yung source ng giddiness mo.
Pero I would argue that it's not experiencing love per se.
Sige nga, go.
Hindi siya love. Hindi siya indicator of love. Indicator siya of probably attraction or affection. Diba? Or flirtiness. But I don't think it's love. Pwede ka naman kiligin na hindi mo mahal yung person na kinikilig ka at eh.
Pero hindi rin siya sexual, no?
It could lead to that. But sabagay, it's like maybe more wholesome. Yun. Definitely, I think for me, hindi
it's
siya...
Kilig is more wholesome than libog.
Oo.
Gets, tama.
Yeah.
Kumbaga, yung libog is yung kilig ng mga R18 movies.
Hindi
is
rin.
Libog.
Hindi rin. Kasi parang, pag na-feel mo naman yung lust, pwede naman ka mag-lust after someone you don't necessarily admire.
Hindi, sa bagay nga, one of our favorite rom-com sequences, montage, is the one from 500 Days of Summer. Tapos, after sex montage siya, to the tune of Hall & Oates, You Make My
you
Dreams
make
Come
my
True.
Dreams
what
come
you want.
True. Okay.
Ganda nun. Tapos, nag-sex sila. So, pwedeng
achievement ba yun?
Pwedeng malaswa eh, di ba? Yung, yeah, I had sex with her. Pero ang innocent na may mga cartoon na birds okay pa.
Yeah. Kaya nga eh, so parang...
Pwede. Sex, kung medyo sexy, pwede rin kilig pa rin.
Yeah, but in a... Yung nga, hindi siya parang desire or like loins and... Hindi siya ganun, diba?
Hindi siya, 50 Shades of Grey.
I think you have to at least admire that person that gives you kilig. Diba?
Pero it doesn't necessarily mean innocence.
Oh, hindi.
Hindi, no?
Hindi din. May form of admiration, diba? Yeah.
Oh.
Kasi pwede masabihin na, kunwari binati ka ng boss mo na good job. Parang some people will say, ay, kinilig ako dun ah. In a non-romantic way.
True.
I guess the closest one would be Goosebumps. Pero...
Pwedeng horror yung Goosebumps.
Oh, wait. But... Or butterflies in your stomach. Yan yung mga, ano... Simple definition to a foreigner. But, kasi di ba parang physically, may pareho siyang physical manifestation eh, di ba? Like kapag naihi ka...
Toe curling, no? Toe curling sensation.
Ano siya? Involuntary movement, muscle spasm siya eh. Di ba? Parang ka namimilipit. Di ba, after you pee, meron ka shake eh.
Pero
yun
ito,
yun eh.
Ito rin, since na-mention rin natin, nabanggit natin to sa episode natin with Richard Bulisay, kinikilig tayo kung nakakita tayo ng mga, actors na magaganda, na in love on the screen, di ba?
Yeah.
Or sa TV. Pwede ka bang kiligin with the love story of normal looking people?
Oh.
Oh, di ba?
Actually.
Hindi, yung attraction is not in the equation of
beauty.
Kilig. Beauty.
I would argue with myself that it is still
nakakatulong.
A thing
it
of beauty. Hindi, pero like ngayon, may pinapanood ako sa TikTok. Kasi wala siya sa Netflix natin eh. So, sinusundan ko yung parang TikTok algorithm niya. Yung Love on the Spectrum. Basically, parang real, parang reality TV, dating TV siya. But people on the spectrum.
Autism spectrum.
As in, autistic.
Tapos
sila.
Kinikilig ka.
Oo.
Ang cute.
As in, nakakilig.
Pero yun na, aside from those on the spectrum, what about normal looking people?
I think nakakilig. Like, so again, TikTok. May isang TikTok ako na panood. Naghihintay sila sa Terminal 3 yata. Tapos parang dinivideo niya yung friend niya. And yung friend niya, alam mo yung normal nerdy Filipina even. Like, nerdy. Alam mo yung parang mukha...
Hindi siya Catherine Bernardo, sabihin natin.
Or parang your regular... Yung mga, yung type ng Filipina beauty na makikita mo sa parang accountant or bank teller. Ganon, yung...
Normal looking.
Normal. Pero maganda. Tapos nerdy kasi may salamin siya. So parang tinatawag pa siya ng friend.
Wow, supporkit na kasalamin, pangit na.
Hindi, like nerdy. Hindi siya parang, yun nga, hindi siya hot.
Hindi siya Catherine, hindi siya Nadine.
Oo. Tapos parang tinatokso pa siya na, ayan na, makikita ka ba ganyan. Tapos sinundo niya yung afam niyang boyfriend na nerd din. Tapos nag-hug sila, tapos parang nakakilig.
Actually, no?
I guess it's nice to see people happy.
Falling in love.
Oo, in love.
Okay. So, that's it. That's kilig. Maganda, maganda.
Wow. So,
next question.
Are you satisfied with my answer, sir?
It's a really good answer. So, define what a trope is naman.
Oh, ikaw naman. So, as a trope, director and a writer.
A trope is a recurring storytelling device that you can apply, subvert, or add to.
What's the difference between a trope and an archetype?
Archetype is part of a trope kasi storytelling device siya.
Pero mas nauna yung archetype.
So, from ano nga, from Greek mythology to Shakespeare to Hollywood to video games to TikTok.
Mm.
May mga tropes lahat yan na endemic to storytelling.
Okay.
Yan.
Kaya nga, ano yung difference ng archetype at saka trope?
Medyo malapit nga yun. Yung archetype pang tao, yung trope,
pang
marami.
Character.
Oh, yung trope, may setting na trope.
Okay.
May character trope.
Okay. Okay.
Gets mo na?
But the archetype is more, kunwari, the jack with the gold, with the heart of gold, ganon.
Hindi, ako nga kung archetype meaning arche, meaning luma.
Oh.
Mas ano pa eh, mas parang a term you take from antiquity pa nga eh. Kumbaga parang the fool.
Okay.
Yung parang
okay.
pan-tarot card, di ba? Or, okay. Or the queen.
Yeah. Okay.
The queen's assistant, mga ganon.
Okay. Si Christopher Nolan, mahilig dyan. Yun yung marketing niya ng Inception.
The architect, di ba? Which was based on, ano yata eh? On the designer of the maze.
Ariadne.
Sa ano, di ba? Sa Minotaur.
Yung Minotaur. Ano? Theseus? And the Minotaur. Wow.
And si Cupid.
Yes, alam ko yung...
Ah, sorry, Cupid.
Ano ko ba?
Icarus.
Yeah. Na ano din, no? As in, sorry, sidebar. Parang,
pero question, sidebar lang nga pala. Do you like yung mga Greek and Roman tropes?
Yes.
Ako rin actually. Ang classical niya eh.
Alam mo though, I would argue because it was what was taught to us as a classic.
Makikita mo pa rin siya na kahit ano, diba? Sabi natin the new medium is video games and TikTok.
Pero imagine.
Andun pa rin yung tropes eh.
This is me being ano, padif. Parang isipin mo, parang yun yung result ng Western, Eurocentric educational system natin. And how sinasabi ng ano, Western history, di ba? The Western history always starts with the Greeks. Pero, isipin mo nga, what if in the other side of the world, mayroon namang civilization na nangyayari, di ba? Like, bakit Greeks yung key point? Eh, nauna nga yung mga Babylonians. East yun eh, di ba?
Tapos wala tayong alam sa mga fiction nila. No?
Yes. And my point is, go far east farther than Babylon. Mali mo, may nangyari sa Pilipinas talaga nun. Nakasabay nung mga... Mali mo, ano pala, omniscient pala yung Greek gods, tapos may version sa Pilipinas.
Or ano yung...
I would want that.
Ano yung equivalent ng Greek pantheon natin, ano? Outside Bathala.
Madami. Actually, madami. Anyway,
so yun. That's trope for you. So, kilig and trope. We've defined them. So, ito yung the name of the game is...
Nahirapan ako dito, ah.
Give your kilig trope. So, the rules are... Name three kilig tropes that you've seen in TV shows, films, literature, pop culture, or kahit ano, kahit hindi pop culture, classical literature, fine art, that really puts a smile on your face. But
or
before
that. Or nag-i-induce ng kilig sa'yo.
Oo, sa'yo.
Hindi lang puts a smile on your
sige.
Face.
Sige. Tapos, name one kilig trope that really annoys you.
Ooh, I love that question.
You first, tapos ako. Salitan tayo. Yep.
Okay.
So, in the spirit of tvtropes.org, check it out,
ay,
mga aspiring screenwriters, fiction writers, tvtropes.org. Ang creative ng mga pagpapangalan nila ng tropes. Kasi, di ba, the usual figures of speech, di ba? Simile, metaphor, anaphora. Ito, ang gaganda ng mga titles nila.
Okay.
So, in the spirit of that, kailangan creative yung title mo.
Okay.
So, name the trope, describe it, tapos give examples of it. And then finally, tell me bakit ka kinikilig.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Kasi to si Wincy, yung gusto niyang format, parang format ng TV tropes. Anyway, I'll just clarify as I go. So, my first kilig trope is when they realize their assumptions about each other were wrong.
Ah, gets.
O sige, ano
yun? Parang siya nakakakilig. Anyway, go.
Anyway, kasi nga, mas gusto ko yung title version ko. So, basically, the trope ng enemies to lovers.
What yun ang title ng trope na to? Enemies to lovers.
Oh, as in yun. Kasi sinusundan mo yung tvtropes.org. But when you search other romance tropes, it's a different way of saying it. Kasi yung ginagamit mga Joss Whedon tropes eh. Anyway, it's called the enemies to lovers trope.
Okay.
But I guess, yun, sinabi ko na what I want, what makes me kilig dun sa enemies to lovers is because, ano siya eh, yung enemies to lovers na trope for me, encourages people to stay open. Stay open-minded and don't be judgmental or parang first impressions. Kasi, kumbaga parang, yung enemies to lovers, laging ano yan eh, may maling akala, maling assumption, or rivals sila, diba, may competition between them, ganon na. Ano siya, ang journey mo is from opposites, or from both ends of the spectrum or values. Tas,
gets, ganda.
Mag-end sila with like a, not necessarily the same, but ang resolution mo ay magko-coexist sila.
So,
or magbabalance off sila.
Ang isang non-rom-com example na naisip ko lang.
Sige.
Batman and Catwoman.
Yes, yes.
Diba?
Yeah.
I mean, hindi pala, medyo ano siya, top of mind example siya ng kahit sino. Na parang, wow, a villain and a
yes.
hero. Isang mayaman, isang mahirap.
Yep, exactly.
Isang nambubugbog ng mahihirap. Isang nag-a-adapt ng mahihirap.
Oh, gusto ko yung mga ganyan. Like, isa pang non-romcom example.
Ah, example sa ba ito? A non-romcom?
Oh, Man from U.N.C.L.E. Sobrang textbook. Enemies to lovers, diba? Like, hello, you have the CIA spy. Tapos meron ka Kremlin. Tapos team up sila. Like, gusto ko yung parang unlikely coupling. Yun.
And honestly, ito pa, non-rom-com sample din. Pero one of the greatest love stories in pop culture din.
Mm.
Han Solo and
Princess Leia.
Actually, no?
Diba? Enemies to lovers.
Oh, exactly.
Kasi ang taas agad ng tension.
Actually, diba? Instant tension. Tama.
Instant tension and things are clear. Clear agad
and
yung
trope na to, parang ginagamit talaga ng rom-com directors and writers.
Kasi ang taas talaga ng tension. And when I was, actually, when you suggested the topic, ang ginawa ko, nilista ko muna lahat ng favorites ko. And then, tsaka ko diniduce yung in common na trope. And for me, kaya ako to top one. Kasi lahat ng pinakinikilig ako, I think enemies to lovers. Like, 10 things I hate about you.
Yes.
Diba? Enemies to lovers yan. I mean, Taming of the Shrew siya. Diba pa? As in, you have this punk, and you have this
I love you, baby.
And you have this unapproachable feminist. Dude, parang, tapos, ang
I hate the way that you snore. I
wala
hate the
nun
way that you're bar.
Mali.
Da-da-da-da-da.
And ang gusto ko dito, laging equal sila. Walang power imbalance. Parang equally mean, equally strong, equally magaling. Kasi they have to be competitive with each other.
Pero or, nagwo-work lang to kung equally
yes,
powerful
yes,
sila. No?
Yes.
Or if not
kaya
powerful, pantay yung status.
Equal sila
niya.
Or parang head-to-head. I mean, alam mo yun?
Oo.
Hindi yung isa mas magaling.
Hindi, ano, Mr. Gray and ano?
Oo.
Ano pangalan niya?
And I don't know. Hindi ko napansin.
Si Dakota Johnson.
Basta yun.
Okay. Power imbalance.
Oo. Eh. Ito, parang got to believe ni Rico yan at ni Claudine. You have a wedding photographer na kinukuha ng lahat. You have a wedding planner na kinukuha ng lahat. So, pantay sila. Or your favorite, set it up, si Zoe Deutsch.
Yes.
Pareho silang assistant. Oh, hindi sila powerful, pero pareho silang assistant to two powerful people. Tapos, I think yung hindi, isang example na enemies to lovers, actually dalawa pala, na hindi sila necessarily pantay, is Bridgerton season 2. Kasi, syempre, Regency era siya. So, syempre yung mga babae, hindi pa talaga sila equal sa mga lalaki. Tapos, marriage market pa yung setting. Pero, dito, yung bida, mag-away sila. Yung ayaw siya nung gusto niyang babae. Tapos, as in, yung mga hobbies nila, contest sila doon. Like, hobby ng babae na mag horseback riding. Tapos, mas magaling sa kanya. Gusto ng babae mag-hunt. Yung parang na-head-to-head siya nung bidang babae. So, parang, wow, so sexy. Pero, inspired kasi yan, isa pang favorite ko, Pride and Prejudice. Si Mr. Darcy.
Pero imbalance sila, diba?
Imbalance sila doon, pero intellectually sila pantay.
Ah, gets. Yun. Parang si ano rin, Enola and Tewksbury, diba?
Yes. Pero intellectually yung pantay to lovers, sila. Eh. Parang friends.
Physicality, hindi. Pero
oo, pero
intellectual pantay sila, diba?
Oo, yun. Yun yung mga gusto ko talaga.
By the way, yung portmanteau ni Tewksbury at ni Enola, diba?
Tinola. Tayo mga Pilipino na yung makakaintindi nun. Yun. So, another one, like, classic. Ito, imbalance din pala. Meteor Garden. Like, super yaman ni Daoming Su. Pero, equally violent si Shan. As in, pinapantayan siya. Oo. Yeah, or nilulugar siya. Kasi, walang street smart si Daoming Su.
Oo.
Yun. So, may pag-balance off of each other. Kaya ko siya gusto.
So, bakit to nakakakilig? Kasi parang antagonistic sila noong una.
Oo,
they hate each other. Tapos, lumalambot sila.
Ang taas yung tension. Tapos, mapapalambot nila yung isa't isa. So, and I guess sa taas ng tension and sa taas ng pagka-opposite nila, when they make efforts na supposedly normal lang naman. Kunwari, may isang iconic sa Pride and Prejudice na kinailangan niyang saluhin yung kamay si Mr. Darcy. Kailangan niyang saluhin yung kamay ni Elizabeth Bennet. So, nahawakan niya yung kamay. Tapos, naging meme yun. Yung pagkahawak niya ng kamay, para siyang nag-hand stretch na para siyang napaso. Kasi kinilig siya. Yung as small as, hello, ginaid mo, inakay mo lang. Na para na siyang napaso.
Yes.
Kilig na kilig na yung mga tao doon.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Sa ano naman, going local naman, sa Star Cinema, I can't give a definite example, pero ang naalala ko, the way you do it script writing wise, magsisigawan sila na parang, hey, ikaw, na, 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 na.
Yung clash of values.
Tapos bigla magsasabi, ayoko na, hindi na kita maintindihan kasi mahal kita. Mahal din kita! Tapos, awkward silang ganun. Pregnant pause.
Hindi.
Diba?
Pero may sigawan. Like, she got to believe. Parang,
eh, kasi ikaw! Na-na-na-na-na!
And then, people think you're easy. Tapos, kung manamit ka, woman of the world, gaganan ni Rico yan. Si
tapos, ano sagot?
Tapos, parang, kini-criticize naman ni Claudine yung pagka, ano, pagka-playboy ni Rico yan doon, ganyan.
Usually, yung the first moment ng release ng tension is kung nag-aaway na sila ng matindi, di ba?
Tapos, nagiging parang na-realize mo, parang nag-aaway ba sila or nag-flirt ba sila?
Oo, yun yung nakakakilig doon.
So, parang, yung confused ka sa happy ka ba because you won the argument or happy ka kasi nag-a-argue kayo.
Tapos madudulas yung isa sa kanila. No? May palaging madudulas na, oh shit, nasabi ko yun.
Oo. Parang sa set it up, sobrang cute. As in, lasing si Zoe Deutsch at si Glenn Powell. Tapos bumili lang sila ng pizza together kasi nagugutom sila. Tapos umakyat sila sa, syempre ano, Lower East Side yung apartment. Umakyat sila sa fire exit para ano, makakain sila ng pizza. Tapos, nag-share lang sila ng pizza. Tapos, nag-argue sila over that slice of pizza. Tapos, nagkatingin na. Diba parang, shit.
Wait, magkaaway rin sila?
Oo, rival sila na assistants eh.
Ganda.
I love that movie. O ikaw, anong first trope? Oh.
The title of my first kilig trope. The First Invitation.
Okay. What is that?
The first invitation is when the character invites the other party for the first time.
And to anything.
Yes.
Parang the call to adventure.
Yes.
Okay.
And usually, if it comes from the girl. So, ito, non-rom.
Oh, sige, ano yung favorite mo?
Non-rom-com muna. Spider-Man 1, Sam Raimi. Tobey Maguire and Kirsten Dunst. You have this nerdy Peter Parker.
Hmm.
Na may crush siya kay Mary Jane Watson.
Mm.
In-invite siya na maging groupmate, di ba?
Although I would argue that it is a rom-com.
Spider-Man 1?
Spider-Man.
Yeah, actually, tama. Oh. So, yun. Gustong-gusto ko, especially if the girl invites the
siyempre,
guy.
Lalaki ka.
Oh.
Ikaw yung nanonood. Point of view mo yan.
Tapos, usually, yung scene na kasunod nun, the guy na in-invite, pupunta siya sa isang corner, gives himself a private moment.
Okay.
Tapos may konting celebration siya.
Yes!
Yes! Oh. Tapos especially kung crush siya pa yung girl.
Okay.
Rom-com example is from Judd Apatow's Love on Netflix. Love is a 2015 Netflix series created by Judd Apatow. Stars Paul Rust and Gillian Jacobs. It's my favorite romance series.
2016. Ever. 2016. Pero yeah, favorite.
Especially that episode. Yun yung, for me, is the perfect rom-com anything.
Yeah. So parang a nerdy narcissist and
a troubled
sex and love addict girl.
With anger management issues.
I love this.
Fall in love with each other. Tapos, yung premise lang nung one long day, it's before sunrise sa LA.
Mm-hmm.
Nakalimutan ng character ni Gillian Jacobs yung wallet niya sa isang cult seminar.
From the first episode.
Tapos, hahanapin lang nila yung wallet. Tapos, throughout the episode, naglalakad sila through LA, nagkukwentuhan sila habang hinahanap yung wallet. Tapos, by the end of the episode, nag-jute sila. Nag-marijuana sila.
Mm.
Eh yung guy, si Paul Rust, he couldn't handle the high. The marijuana high. So, bangag siya. Aalis na yung girl.
Ang daming nangyari niyan eh. Parang,
di, pero,
nag-marijuana sila. Tapos, kumain pa sila sa rallies.
Oo. RIP. Nagsara na yung rallies.
Favorite pa naman yan. Tapos, hindi, pumunta pa sila sa ano. Parang nag-open up pa si Gus na may ex siya na tinatry niya mag-move on from. Tapos, naiwan niya yung mga Blu-ray niya. Tapos, kinuha pa nila. Ganun. Sobrang fun.
Tapos, yung huli nun, bago umalis si Gillian Jacobs, sinabi ni nung character ni Paul Rust, hey, I might not ever see you again. So, can I ask for your number? If you wanna hang out. Tapos sabi ni Gillian Jacobs, ito yung sobrang kinilig ako. Actually, I spent like a couple of hours with you and I wasn't annoyed. So yeah, sure.
Mm.
Yun, kinilig ako. Well, ito, baliktad to kasi ang yung lalaki yung nag-invite. Technically,
pero nag-yes.
Nag-yes yung girl. Oh. So, sobrang, ang liit nung scene na hindi naman ako naasar sa'yo nung hinhanap natin yung wallet ko. So yeah, sure.
Alam mo though, kasi ang cool-cool tsaka ang hot-hot ni Gillian Jacobs eh. Diba, parang yung suot niya pa nun, parang orange na one-piece swimsuit. Tapos naka jeans lang siya over it and flannel overshirt. And then medyas, parang ankle socks and the Adidas slides. So parang, tapos medyas shades. And she was so super cool. So, ang hot. Tapos nagda-drive pa ng parang 80s car. Tapos, di ba parang stoner pa magsalita si Gillian Jacobs. So, sabi niyang cool.
Yung small moment na yon na nag-exchange sila ng...
Kilig na kilig ako.
Yes.
Yeah. Ano pa yung other ganyan? Other examples mo ng invitation?
Konti lang eh. Yun yung gusto ko sa kanya eh.
Yeah.
Hindi siya masyadong... Especially in local cinema, hindi ko siya masyadong nakikita. Gusto ko basta, kinikilig ako dun sa nagkakayayaan na parang, uy, sumasumama. Ikaw may naisip ka ba? Being the rom-com expert between the two of us.
Yung niyaya niya. Well, madami din talaga for me to remember. But one in particular, recent to. Like, sobrang fan ako ng, hindi sobrang fan, but fan ako ng Don Bell.
Okay.
Don Bell, like, kilala mo ba Don Bell? Donnie Pangilinan and Bell Mariano. So, nanonood akong Can't Buy Me Love. Tapos, to set the story, ano siya, may pagka-murder, only murders in the building / startup. Parang dami silang binaborrow from na references. But anyway, yung parang in common nung dalawang bida, mahilig sila mag-investigate ng mga things around, ano, like tycoon. Anak ng tycoon yung bida eh. So, basta around her Phil Chinese things. But, yung previous episode, nakita niya yung best friend ni Donnie na parang nag-profess ng love nung dinalaw niya bago pa siya makita. So, nagselos siya. Hindi niya tinapos yung nakita niya. Selos siya. Akala niya mag-boyfriend. So, nung nakita sila to discuss yung in-investigate nila, sabi ng girl, okay na, tara na, uwi na ako. Ganon. Sabi ni Donnie, parang, ha? Maga pa. Ayaw mo magkape. Tapos parang sabi ni Belle, ay, hindi, I don't wanna take your time away from your girlfriend. Tapos, tinawanan siya ni Donnie na parang, girlfriend, sino? Ganun. Eh, di ba girlfriend mo si Buji, yung best friend niya? So, clarify. Tapos, makita mo, ngumiti yung girl nung nalaman niyang, ah, hindi sila. Tapos, biglang sabi niya, so, gusto ng kape? Siya yung nagyaya nung na-assure siya. Sobra ako kinilig kasi nga, galing. Yung girl yung nag-ano, yung...
Mas nakakilig talaga usually kung yung girl yung nag-ask.
Eh kasi clear na clear yung intention. Diba?
Tsaka sa cute ano, in my own love life.
Ano?
Kung yung... Usually, yung girl naman unang nag-ask for sa akin eh.
Sa'yo.
So...
Ako ba yun? Hindi ako
kinikilig ako palagi.
Ako ba yun? Hindi
ako humingi ng number mo.
Ikaw ba?
Oh.
O ano?
Anyway, sure. So yun.
Pero andaya kasi pero, parang ang landi-landi mo kasi na-assure landi din ako. Parang may iba kang dinidate in that gig. Tapos sinigay yung number ko eh. Yan.
Pero ito, wait.
Ano?
Kasi sinabi ko nga, di ba, mas okay kung yung bae yung wag.
Teka, ba't mo kaya yung number ko?
Wala. I just found you cute.
Okay.
Anyway, so, what's this?
Nalimutan niya kanilig.
Hindi, oh. Kasi sinabi ko nga, mas kinikilig ako kung yung babae yung nag- ask.
Oh.
Who did the asking? Pero paano kung BL or GL nga?
Wala, kahit sino.
Kahit sino.
Ay, alam mo, sidebar, I feel really good about myself na pag nanonood ako ng BL or GL, tapos kinikilig ako. As in like, I feel good na, ah, okay, I can empathize. Like, hindi ko to pinapanood through my lens lang. Like, nararamdaman ko yung love nila or yung kilig nila. So, nakakilig yung Game Boys. My God. Ayun, enemies to lovers pala yung Game Boys. Literal, magkalaban sila sa game, sa Dota. Anyway, my second trope. Ito na. Pwede ba hindi ka nalang i-rephrase?
Oh, go.
Eh, kasi itong si Twins, pa TV tropes pa. Second favorite trope ko, classic to. The love triangle. Or the equally good love interests. Oh, pero modification siya. Kasi diba,
tama. Kasi ang pangit nung parang yung super kupal. Oo, yung parang super kupal nung third party. Ang ano, magaslaw, bastos. Uh-oh. Parang walang tension.
Yes, ito yung parang opposites pa. Yung parang,
sana,
dalawa
ang puso ko.
Because, even like to my
kilig
friends.
Kilig ba to o tension?
Ako kinikilig. Well, kilig is tension.
Ay, sabagay.
Diba?
Or letting go of it.
Ako, for me, yung kilig ay equivalent lang. It's the rom-com version of kaba.
Oo.
Diba?
Tama. If kaba is to horror, kilig is to
rom-com. So, in-let mo lang siya.
Pero mas maganda yung phrasing ko.
Nakaka-competitive ka na naman eh.
Exactly.
Kasi
maganda na ako dun sa kaba. So I rephrased it in such a way na parang sa akin galing yung idea.
But it's true. You agree. Wait.
Pero you agree that I rephrased it. Oh yan. So, that being said.
Okay. You said or I said?
You said.
Okay.
Ano yung examples nito?
And let me expound lang kung kasi may love triangle na tama ka, very obvious yung choice. I don't like those kinds of love triangles. Gusto ko yung mga parang mag-aaway yung mga fans or may magtatanggol dun sa second lead. One good example is Startup, the K-drama. Startup, I tried making you watch pero hindi mo talaga kaya. Anyway, parang yung buong the internet fell in love with the second lead, si Good Boy. But ako...
When you say second lead, yun yung the one who doesn't get the girl.
Yes, and sa marketing naman ng rom-com, kita mo kung sino yung second lead.
Yung kung sino yung mas maliit sa poster.
Yung nasa likod nung leads. Yun, yung tama, parang mukhang bassist. Yan. Yun, so, kasi doon, yung second lead, I totally understand why the internet, everyone fell in love with him. Because yung plot ng Startup ay set in 2016, nung boom ng startup, ng mga tech companies, yung mga hackathon, ganyan. Yung two leads kasi, parang equally starting, ano sila, parang gusto nilang mag-CEO, yung isa coder. So, struggling sila. Sila yung parang wala pang pera. And the second lead is a venture capitalist. So parang in a way, parang siyang mentor. Well, mentor nga yung t-shirt niya. Mentor siya. So parang mas matalina siya, mas mayaman siya, mas stylish siya. So very obvious yung parang ang thought ng internet. Napaka-obvious nung choice na siya. Kung parang, kung ako yung babae, pipiliin ko tong mas mayaman, mas matalino, mas pogi, ganun. Pero ako, as a padif, gusto ko yung love story nung leads talaga. How the marketing or the creators intended it to be. Because equal sila. As in, kilig na kilig ako dun sa scene na ang sinabi nila parang, I love your ideas. Tapos, I love your ideas too. Yawa nang they equally admire something about each other beyond ang ganda nila or ang pogi nila, di ba?
Ayun, maganda yun. Oh.
Na ang ganda, they love their ideas. So nakakakilig for me. But gusto ko yung tension na equally viable yung second lead talaga. ano pang isang example na
meron
classic?
Meron yun yung pinanood natin na gawa ni Directonet. Si Sir Chief, tsaka si...
Ian Veneracion.
Ian Veneracion. Oh, equally matched.
Diba?
As sino pinili ni Jody?
Wala.
Sarili niya.
Sarili niya.
Anong title Harris? Nun?
Iggy Breaky Hearts.
Iggy Breaky Hearts.
Or classic, sabi mo pwede literature.
Mm.
Norwegian Wood ni Haruki Murakami.
Sino yung dalawa?
Si Naoko, tsaka si Midori. Ito, lalaki yung bida.
Oh. Dalawang babae. Oh, torn between two girls.
Tapos, ang ganda pa nung difference. Kasi yung character nung isa, parang mas matanda ng slight dun sa bida. Tapos, parang manic pixie dream girl na medyo problematic. May mental health instability siya. May pagka trigger warning suicidal, ganun. Na alam mo yung fragile, ghost-like, ethereal, pero sobrang intoxicatingly beautiful. Ganon. And then si Midori, siya yung nag-aaya magkape, nag-aaya siyang mag-shopping, mag-lunch. Sobrang set in the 60s to eh. So siya yung activist.
Mm.
Siya yung parang nag-hint siya na pwede ba ako mag-sleepover sa dorm mo? Yung ano siya, forward, realistic. And there's one interview kay Haruki Murakami. At sinasabi niya yung symbolism noon ay para sa man. Hindi man like straight man, like humans. Those two worlds represent yung real world. Para magsistay ka ba sa real world or sa dream world mo as a
human?
Yung tug of war. No?
Parang ano rin, Reality Bites. Is it Ethan Hawke or si Ben Stiller?
Oh, equally. That's another equally.
Naman di. Mas lamang si Ben Stiller doon.
O, second lead siya. Pero the popular vote is
Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke, who was a slacker just because he's
si ano, basically,
cooler.
Fantasy world si Dream
Ethan
world
Hawke.
Si Ethan Hawke. Real world si Ben Stiller.
Oh. Pero I would argue, parang startup, may power imbalance din sila. Kasi channel executive na si Ben Stiller doon, tapos filmmaker si Winona. So talagang di sila equal.
Pero in fairness, to add to this, from my filmmaking experience, or actor experience, wow. When we were doing Rakista, naririnig ko sa writers, I wasn't part of the writers room, pero naririnig ko sila.
Okay.
During a meeting nila. Kasi I was on Cam Talent. Minsan natutulog ako.
Sven!
Oh. Kaya nga, natutulog ako. Tapos
hello,
naririnig ko silang parang yung nagre-writer's room for the next episode.
Sino ba yung ka-love triangle ni
si
Carlo Aquino?
Yung love triangle doon, si Denise Laurel,
si Carlo Aquino,
and Marco Morales.
Okay.
Tapos naririnig ko yung isang writer sabi na parang, hindi, gawin nating asshole si Marco Morales. Tapos sabi ng isang writer, which I agree with him. Sabi, hindi, dapat mabait siya.
Mm.
Magkasing bait sila para mas magkaroon ng tension. Tapos narinig ko, tama yun.
Tama. Dapat nakakalito, di ba? Or classic dyan, si Dieter Ocampo o si Rico yan, di ba? Yung mga ganon.
Pero interesting yung sinabi mo dun sa Norwegian Wood na kadalasan kasi dalawang okay na lalaki. What if dalawang okay na babae?
Ito yung next example. My best friend's wedding. Julia Roberts or Cameron Diaz. Diba? A really...
This morning I wake up.
Yung best friend mo for the longest time, nakilala ka inside out. Or this young girl na, well, mayaman. That was, sacrificed her future for... Ang ganda na, parang
maganda
shit.
Maganda yung choices.
Tapos, ang ganda na ending nun kasi point
Who's
of view...
Who's the one chasing you?
Oo, point of view ni Julia Roberts yun. At na-realize niya na, shit, hindi siya triangle. Hindi niya ako mahal.
At ang nagbigay pa sa kanya na insight ay yung budding best friend. Played by Rupert Everett.
Yes. Ano yan? Who's running? Kim's running. Michael's chasing Kimmy. You're chasing Michael. Who's chasing you? No.
Ang ganda nun.
Oh my God.
Ganda
ganda, 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 ganda. Another, ito, lalaki yung dalawa eh. Vince Cath and James. You like?
I like that.
Retelling ng Cyrano de Bergerac. Diba? Isa pa, Stranger Things. Equally, actually mas lovable pa si Steve eh, diba? Nancy.
Sino to? Nancy, Steve.
And, shit, we forgot Jonathan. 'Di ba?
Oo nga no.
Oo.
Pero team Jonathan ako.
Ha? Team Nancy and Jonathan ka. Ako gusto ko lang si Steve.
Oo.
'Yon. Oh, 'yon.
Pero nga no, yung so medyo tama yung ano ko pala, yung
ano, pulso mo.
Oo. About this na like Stranger Things is horror sci-fi.
Mm.
Itong tropes na to, pwedeng ipasok sa ganun.
Oo. Ah, sige.
Hindi, Spider-Man ano lang, eh, di ba? Sabi mo. Superhero yun eh. Pero sabi
hindi sila
mo,
triangle.
Hindi, pero tsaka yung Spider-Man, tama ka. Rom-com within a superhero. Yes. Ano yun balagi.
Pero alam mo kung ano yung non-rom-com example ng quote-unquote love triangle?
Luke, Han, and Leia.
Hindi.
Oh.
Captain America Civil War.
Sino doon?
Sino pipiliin mo? Si Bucky o si ano? Si Tony Stark.
Ay, oo. Oh, tama.
Parang, oh, this is a love triangle.
Tama.
Diba?
Pero wait.
Oh.
Gigets ko yung tension. Yung, and yung, oh shit, sino pipiliin ko?
Oh.
Pero paano siya nakakakilig?
Eh, kasi you are presented with two really good choices.
Ah.
Okay. And they both like you. And they are both after one person.
Which is a good problem.
Diba parang, wow, you are so likable. You are so lovable. Ang haba ng hair ko, ganon.
Two people chasing after you.
Diba? And putting their best selves. Or parang, fine, yung isa baka nagsiselos. Yung parang, oh, ganda naman. Like, sorry, yung selos, cinematic lang siya. Pag sa totoong buhay, nakaka-stress siya. Na I think kaya yung ka-feel sayang kasi hindi na-explore yung good love triangle eh. Parang nobody actually came equally effective.
So ito, tanong ko, kanino mo pa sinasabi what makes a good love triangle?
Oh.
What makes a bad love triangle?
Yung pag-obvious na obvious nga yung choice.
Ah,
I think with she's dating a gangster, may attempt na love triangle si Khalil Ramos. Oh. Pero technically, ang cool ni, I mean, okay si Khalil eh.
Oo. Oh.
Pero hindi nagbe-breakthrough.
Ito, pangit ba yung love triangle?
Isa pang mahirap, hindi magandang, hindi, ano ba, ineffective na love triangle yung Enrique Hill, Liza, and Gerald Anderson. Di ba parang, okay, it's a very obvious choice. Ah, yung gusto natin, ito mahirap.
Ding Dong,
yung Ding
Bea,
Dong, Bea, and Enrique
Hill.
Di ba parang,
yung may sayo pa si Enrique Hill na ano, cardiac.
Nakaka-cringe.
Ano.
Oo. Although kilig na kilig si Viva doon, my best
heart!
Friend.
Heart! Pump it! Tama ba? Kung
kuha no. Kaka-cringe ka talaga eh. Yun. Pero di ba parang,
will
shit.
I choose Tarzan?
My immature best friend.
Or this young'un na
love na love ka.
Oo.
Di ba? Ang ganda, ng tension, di ba?
Maganda yung tension.
Equally, ano, close to you. Si Sam Milby.
Oh, why don't you shine, Madonna star?
Or si John Lloyd. Parang, oh my God.
O yung kanta nga, di ba? Yung
ano?
OPM na kanta noong 70s. Si Ida o si Lord o si Faye.
Quadro, ano na yun?
Love Square.
Quadrangle.
Ha? Huh?
Love, ano?
Love
Square.
Square,
diba? Pero yun, ang ganda kasi if magadami kang choices. And like what I always tell my Gen Z friends, colleagues, na parang, kasi, ito, I mean, I am gonna generalize. Pero feeling ko kasi yung Gen Z, masyado silang obsessed with faithfulness or parang finding quote-unquote the one or being exclusive. Now they feel dating around is a mortal sin. Or having choices or dating two people or three people simultaneously. Parang kailangan pa nilang i-ano na, polyamory siya. Like,
pero wait, isn't dating parang job hunting? Di ba hindi ka naman mag-a-apply sa isang trabaho lang?
Exactly.
Sa isang company.
Di ba hindi ka naman papa-interview sa isa lang?
Oo.
So, siyempre, pag na-hire ka na, eh, di ba kukumit ka?
Oo.
Di ba? Yun.
Pero habang nag-ano ka, di ba? 8? 10?
Oo. So, I think it's sort of also like that. Or, for example, naghahanap ka.
Hindi masama ang mag-date ng tatlo at the same time.
And nako-compare and contrast mo. And it's not as if someone is better than the other. But you just realize kung ano yung, sino yung mas bagay sa'yo, sino yung less annoyed ka.
Pero hindi ko mag-gets yung nagagalit sa mga ano.
Ano?
Teka, nag-date tayo kahapon. Ba't may iba kang date ngayon?
Diba? Oh. Hindi, unless sinabi mong exclusive tayo. Unless niloko mo ko at sinabi mong ikaw lang. Ikaw lang din date ko.
Oo nga.
I think okay lang naman mag-date ng iba at ng marami as long as alam nila na hindi kayo exclusive. At sila, pwede din silang mag-date ng iba.
Oo naman.
Equal, ano, equal opportunity.
Exactly.
Diba? Yun. Na, for me, a love triangle, the existence of that trope reminds you and encourages you na, alam mo, maganda kung may choices kay. Diba? Mas, in fact, parang foil, diba? Another trope. Mas nalalaman mo kung ano yung gusto mo. Diba?
Sa Romeo and Juliet ba may foil? Wala, no?
Wala. Wala. Pero, may Disney movie na I think it's from a YA to parang alternate, hindi may history ang Romeo and Juliet. Ano ba yung parang remix? Parang alternate history or niremix niya yung Romeo and Juliet. Yung Rosaline. Parang, si, ano favorite mo? Caitlin Dever? Si Rosaline siya. Siya yung ex ni Romeo before Juliet.
Oh, yung ganda.
Pinsan niya si Juliet. Tapos ano pala, fuckboy si Romeo.
Ang ganda ng concept.
Na parang, akala niya sila na ni Romeo until nakita ni Romeo si Juliet. Tapos ginost siya. Tapos parang revenge plot siya. Meron siyang soldier na kinakontsaba to do the revenge. And then all along, sila pala yung bagay.
Ah, maganda.
Maganda. As in, ang ending nun, idea nilang dalawa nung soldier yung that we know na nag-suicide sila. Pero pinatakas nila si Romeo and Juliet.
Parang, ano no, classic literature remix.
Yun, ang ganda-ganda no, nakakatawa.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My second trope.
Okay.
Ito favorite ko talaga. When X character humbly asks for another chance.
Si Bash.
Talaga?
Si Bash ba to? Sana ako na lang. Bakit?
Lalo na kung umiiyak.
Bakit?
Because it shows humility.
Okay.
So much humility and humanity. Especially from someone na maganda or pogi. Nagkaroon sila ng humble moment. Tapos, parang metaphorically nakaluhod na sila dun sa other party. Tapos,
gumangawa.
Gumangawa. Tapos, maybe you can give me a chance. So, madani of the stroke for me is give me another chance.
One more chance.
Give me another chance.
Okay.
So, the super example for this one is of course from Love. Parin.
Akala ko one more chance.
The Love.
Ano yung intro ng Love? Love? Ganda nun eh. Basta parang rock song. Anyway.
Parang punk. Ito yung end ng season 1. Yung nasa gas station sila.
Ang ganda-ganda nun.
Ganda nun. Yung dialogue ni
Mickey
Dobbs kay
Gus.
Cruikshank. Na nagkalabuan na talaga sila eh. Nag-away pa sila. Sinabi niya na parang I'm a drug addict. I'm a sex and love addict. I'm a drug addict. And I need to fix myself. Give me a year. But after a year, when I think I'm already okay, I just want to ask you for a cup of coffee and ask how you are. Hindi eksakto, pero medyo ganun. Ako parang, oh my God, ang ganda! Kakakilig!
Bakit? Bakit ka kinikilig?
Kasi nga, ang cool-cool niya. Sabi mo nga, di ba, naka-shades, naka-ano, ang sexy. Tapos biglang,
yun.
She's the queen of eating shit. Tapos, nagmakaawa pa siya. And gusto ko talaga, yung nakakakilig for me doon, yung release nung tension na from cool at maganda, bigla naging humble. Meron rin ganito yung High Fidelity.
The Zoe Kravitz one.
Zoe Kravitz one. Sinabi niya. Tinanong niya pa yung ano eh, yung...
percentage.
Eh.
Hindi kasi nag-refer back siya dun sa percentage din. May percentage conversation sila nung ni Jake Lacy. Anyway.
So, tinanong niya yung guy na sinaktan niya.
If, grabe ba yung sinaktan?
Totoo naman ah.
Tinake for granted.
Tinake for granted niya. Sinabi niya. Ilang percent chance ang makukuha ko?
For us to be friends again.
To be friends with you again. Friends na lang ah. Ano sabi nung, ano yung sagot niya?
9%.
9?
Oo.
9%. Tapos sabi niya pa, okay, if it's 9%, I'll take that 9% chance. Ganda! Nakakakilig yun lang.
Saka ikaw, friend daw. Sinabi niya pa
friend. Oh.
Parang for me, extra nakakakilig yun.
So wala, yun. Ako, so it gets me all the time. Meron ba nito sa low? Yung kay Bash nga, no?
Oo, sana ako na lang. Ako na lang ulit.
Oo. Sana ako na lang
yung ulit. Tony and Piolo na starting over yet again, di ba? The whole time, she was trying to win him back. Pero for me kasi, problematic siya. Yung mga nag-win back. Like House of Us, the whole time, humingi ng another chance si, ano, si Daniel Padilla, kumanta pa nga ng Umuwi Ka Na Baby. Parang,
no.
For me, if you want to ask for another chance, like Rob in High Fidelity, maging accountable ka muna dun sa mali mong ginawa. Hindi pwedeng parang, kalimutan na natin, pahingi na lang ng isa pang chance.
And the apology has to be sincere.
Yes.
Yan.
Yes.
Anyway, what's yours? Last.
My last favorite rom-com trope. Ito, sobrang na-conflicted i-share to kasi recurring siya and it's kind of shallow. But, caveat, usually, hindi ito happy ending or they don't work out.
Kinikilig
but
ka?
Still, nakakakilig siya.
Okay.
Okay. Ito na.
Hindi nagkatuluyan pero kinikilig ka. Okay.
Yes. Just because of the moment. Yeah. The rock star that loves me. Or, ano yan, yung trope yan. The royalty explain. And the commoner or the celebrity and the commoner. I think fantasy siya at nakakilig. Na someone popular, someone cool, someone that...
A Notting Hill.
That everyone loves, singles you out, and chooses to love you. While the whole world loves
them. Pero in another reality, pwedeng grooming din to.
Bakit?
Or love bombing.
Bakit?
Alam mo yung mga rockstar na parang...
Almost famous.
Ah.
Diba? Pero for me, intoxicating at nakakakilig. Miski yung almost famous na alam kong po siya, ginagago lang ni Russell Hammond si Penny Lane eh. Pero titigan ka lang ni Billy Crudup, parang po siya, okay, gets ko eh. Alam mo yung sinisingle out ka from the crowd, like, again, close to you. Diba? Yung, at daming may ibang mahal sa kanya, pero ikaw lang yung gusto niya. Ang sarap ng feeling na yun eh. Or
sa ano? Music naman.
Ano?
Weezer, Across the Sea.
Yes. Diba?
I got your letter. You got my song.
Oo. Ang dami mong kanibal eh. Ang daming probably mas intense yung pagmamahal sa kanya eh. Pero ikaw mahal ka niya. Diba? Or, well, yun. Sinabi mo na Notting Hill. High Fidelity pa din.
Ano dun?
Si, ano, the Scottish musician.
Ah, right.
Diba? For someone to actually admire you, na ang taas ng admiration ng mundo, 'di ba? Priscilla, hello. Elvis Presley. Tapos Longshot.
Oh, my favorite.
Movies. Charlize Theron and
Seth Rogen, Seth your favorite. Rogen.
Oh.
Ay, sa Longshot pa, president of the United ano yan? POTUS.
Oo. Oh, oh.
POTUS si ano si si Charlize Theron. Theron. Tapos, hindi. Eto, may power imbalance, diba?
Oo. Oh.
I mean, Charlize Theron and Seth Rogen. Rogen. Diba?
What a flawless casting.
Oo. Oh.
Ang ganda parang pinanapan siya ng scandal. Tapos yung scandal niya, diba, nag-masturbate siya to her speech.
Ang ganda, no?
So, I love you, name. But anyway, another one, classic Roman Holiday. Audrey Hepburn and...
Cary Grant?
Cary Grant. Diba? Prinsesa na in love sa journalist.
So, yung ano nito, parang yung ano, no? Prinsesa, prinsesa. No?
Basta't kasama kita, ang Pinoy version ng Roman Holiday. Pero dito nag-end up sila together.
Ano yung ano trabaho nung...
Aga Mulak bilang jeepney driver.
Ay, yung isa?
Si Dayanara Torres ay isang prinsesa.
Oh.
Roman Holiday talaga. Yun. Another one, One Tree Hill. As in like, it's a whole fucking 7 seasons. I just saved one episode in my hard drive.
What episode
is that? That episode was when yung bida na nagda-drawing na goth girl, si Peyton Sawyer. As in, ano pa to? Kailan ba? Set in, I think 2003, 2002 pa to ah. Pre-TikTok Live, pre, ano pa, blogs, chatbox, IRC, ganun pa yung tech. Webcams are like really low quality. So si Peyton, meron siyang parang podcast. Na,
may podcast na nun?
Oo, may live, I think nagpo-podcast siya nun. And pinupuri niya yung Fallout Boy. Tapos narinig ni Pete Wentz, tapos nag-reach out sa kanya. Tapos nag-date sila for one episode. Parang pinuntahan siya ni Pete Wentz sa isang cabin weekend nila. Tapos parang, oh, rockstar, ganon. Tapos make out sila, make out. Tapos parang, oh, fuck, ang ganda. Pero sa end, parang hindi talaga, yung wala, punta na siya sa tour, uwi na, ano na. Alam mo
ganda.
Yun? Ang ganda eh. Kasi so parang, bakit siya wow, nakakakilig? Eh kasi nag-effort yung sikat para sa iyo eh. Bumababa siya sa lupa para sa iyo eh.
Gets.
Nagiging tao siya for you.
A god turned man.
Pagkasama ka niya, kinikilig siya sa iyo or alam mo 'yon, nakakilig siya pero ang gusto ko doon, may waking up from the dream, 'di ba? Na after that intoxicating time with a rockstar, reality clicks and
dreams are my reality.
Parang, okay, hindi siya mag-work. Walang, I think kapag naging parang happy ending siya, it is less cool as a story. Diba? Parang, sino ba yung, wala, walang, yung basta't kasama kita, kaya siya, I guess feel good siya for the Filipinos. Pero, yung ending ng Roman Holiday, sobrang iconic eh. Parang, kasi nawala siya yung princess, parang nawala siya for a day, tapos hinanap siya ng buong press sa Rome. Tapos nung nakauwi na siya, may press conference. May mga journalist. Si Cary Grant, sumama siya dun sa journalists. Tapos nag-pretend siya na journalist. Tapos nagtanong siya kay Audrey Hepburn na parang, how do you find your holiday here in Rome? Tapos kunento ni Audrey Hepburn yung holiday nila pa.
Ganda.
I met this really...
Ganda.
Basta as in ganon, tapos parang, it's so sad I cannot stay.
Pero bittersweet kilig.
Super. To si Cary Grant, pagkatapos, umalis na siya. He got up, went to the, as in, went opposite side of Audrey Hepburn. Tapos makikita mo yung camera, yung framing. Cary Grant walking towards the camera. Tapos naiiwan sa dulo yung press conference ni Audrey Hepburn. Tapos nakatingin si Audrey Hepburn sa kanya. Oh, fuck!
Ganda, classic agad shot.
Ganda-ganda naman ito.
That's a classic shot.
Yun. Parang, oh! Di ba, pag naging happy ending yan, hindi siya as... Parang...
Pero sa bagay, kung kilig nga, hindi pwedeng puro happy-happy. Dapat may konting asim or salt.
Bitterness. Yun yung nagpapa... Parang kape. Di ba?
Hindi pwedeng... And they lived happily ever after.
Hindi parang siya frappuccino.
Kung
espresso they, shot ito.
Kung, and they lived happily ever after, tapos na yung kilig mo yan.
Oo.
Or wala nang tension.
Wala nang tension. Tsaka parang hangatul ba yan? Like, masyado namang sobrang taas nun. Rockstar na nga.
Dapat may possibility pa rin na hindi sila magkakatuluyan.
Oo. Isang non-romcom na to, na version nito, Devil Wears Prada.
Ano doon?
Miranda Priestly yung rockstar, di ba? Tapos na, she cared genuinely for Andy. Tapos ni-reject siya ni Andy. You know, this industry is not for me. After trying her her very best.
Correct.
Yan. Yun. Ikaw, last.
Last. Ito. Ito. Bittersweet kilig. Pero strangely, wala akong maisip na example. So maybe you
can tutulungan kita. Eh, pero how can
you... Isa akong naisip na example.
How can it be your favorite?
Wala. Kung nagsusulat ako or...
Challenge mo yung sarili mo to. Okay, okay.
Wala pa akong creative handle dito. Creative title. So, it's when the character has moved on into a new life. Yung parang halos tapos na yung movie or yung story. But is suddenly reminded of the ex.
Okay.
Isa lang yung naisip kong movie.
Sample.
Ta-na-na-na-na-na. Ta-na-na-na-na-na. Na weird. Was inspired pala by this French New Wave musical, The Umbrellas of Cherbourg.
Shoot!
By, nalimutan ko na yung
pangalan. Hindi ba siya alternate reality? Or what could have been?
Oh, yun. And then, gusto ko talaga yung parang, oh, may bago na akong life, may bago na akong shota. Tapos parang, biglang, oh, fuck, narinig niya yung music na ginawa nila dati.
Yung parang, a fond, bittersweet.
Memory.
Of the ex.
Pero, alam niyang nag-move on na siya. Gets
mo? Oo.
Ayun na, wala pa akong maisip na ano na example eh. Yun yung weird. Pero I'm a sucker for this kind of...
So gusto mo yun? Yung vignette ng La La Land na yun?
Parang multo eh. Yung gets mo? Uh-oh. Parang multo yung effect niya na parang... It's the idea that cannot be killed. It's the love that lingers.
But you know, it's not...
But definitely, it's not happening again.
Well, past lives in a way.
Yes, tama.
Diba? Yung parang sabi niya na, yung the Nayong that you love, wala siya ngayon dito, but it doesn't mean she didn't exist. And yung Nayong na yun, love ka niya. Diba? Parang, oh fuck. Pero hindi naman siya parang memory kasi, diba?
Pero feeling ko may ganito na nga yata sa isa one of the John Lloyd movies. Eh. Yung parang,
ano?
Di ba may bago ng hairstyle si Bea Alonzo tapos bigla may nag-mention na.
Di ba?
Parang mas masaya siya. Kaya mas, or whatever. Basta ganun.
Hindi, ano yung parang middle of the plot kasi yun eh, di ba? Tapos nagkabalikan pa sila. Pero ang ganda ng mga TikTok re-edits niyang La La Land eh. Yung fans kasi ng Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone coupling. Obsessed sila dyan. Tapos parang ini-edit nila na real life La La Land daw. Kasi tuwing nananalo si Emma Stone ng Best Actress.
Yun, tama.
Nagka-cut away kay ano, kay ano? Andrew Garfield na teary-eyed and so proud of her. So parang, fuck. I mean, I guess masarap na feeling na a person you once loved deeply, dearly, and you know na certain na hindi love kita, pero
it's not gonna happen.
Hindi tayo talaga meant to be. Pero proud ka sa kanila.
Ako tsaka yung ex ko until now.
Sabihin mo na.
Di na.
Bakit? Akala ko ba okay ka? And then to protect her identity, I guess. Or it's just
kung
the podcast.
Kung manalo siya ng award or may na-publish ako or whatever.
Nag-message
kami na, uy, congrats.
I na walang bitterness at all.
Healthy
ang yun. Sarap niyang pakiramdam, di ba? And hindi mo yun ipagdadamot.
Mm-mm.
To be certain that you once loved someone but it's also gone. Certain that it's gone. Di ba? Sarap na ni. Well, to your point, actually, I feel hindi kilig eh. Parang tender na same as you. Like, my boyfriend before you. Pareho kaming industry eh. So when I get promoted, he congratulates me.
Oh.
Na may tendency siya yung unang mag-congratulate. And you know na alam niyang...
It comes from a genuine place.
Hindi, tsaka alam niyang pangarap ko yun.
Oh.
Alam mo yun, yung parang, thank you. Pero kaya alam mo, hindi tayo mag-work out. Friends na lang tayo ngayon, ganun.
Kaya nga for me, yung last shot sa La La Land was...
Iconic.
Ryan Gosling, actually. The last shot was Ryan Gosling. Hindi. Tumingin siya kay Emma Stone, tapos nagpiano ulit siya.
Oh. Hindi ba parang tumingin siya kay Emma Stone, tapos nag-cut back kay Emma Stone,
hindi.
Lumabas?
Nag-fade out yung movie
kay Ryan Gosling.
Tumingin siya kay Emma Stone tapos nagpiano ulit siya.
Shit.
Tumingin na siya dun sa keyboard, dun sa keys. Oh. Tapos dun na nag-fade out. Yun yung trope na bittersweet kilig. Yung parang, oh shit. It means, buhay pa yung love nila. In
iba
the music.
Na lang siya.
Hindi, in the music.
That's overreading.
Yeah, that's overreading. Baduy actually. Pero,
ay, ito. Sir, ito po yung reflection paper
reflection
ko.
Reflection paper. So, yun.
Ano, isa pa. Alam, counted by 500 days.
Saan
yung doon? Married na siya, tapos nag-meet ulit sila sa park.
Yan.
Tapos parang, sabi ni Tom, you said you wasn't sure. Sabi niya, tapos sabi ni Summer parang, but what I wasn't sure of was you. Parang gano'n. Ikaw lang pala yung hindi ko gusto.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Aray.
Aray. Ano ba ba yung ganyan? Na
anti-kilig yan.
Ako gusto ko. Certainty eh. Ah, what else is like that?
Songs, wala ba?
Ang daming Olivia Rodrigo na ganyan, I guess.
Oo nga.
Ang dami.
Naaalala kita pag umuulan.
Sembre.
Diba?
Diba? Well, pwede. Fond memory siya. Kung maibabalik ko lang, charing, ni Regine Velasquez.
Paano yun?
Yung kung maibabalik ko lang.
Ah.
Ang dati. Ah, alam ko na kung ano.
Oh.
She's dating a gangster.
Ah, tama.
Yung nagkita si Don tsaka si Richard Gomez. Nung matanda na sila. Actually, alam mo, isa pang trope, yung nagkita ulit nung matanda na.
Ayoko yun. Ako,
bakit? Ayoko yun. Bakit?
Hindi ko trip.
Bakit?
Wala.
Okay. Akakayak eh. Ano ba ba yung mga ganyan? Yung mag-ex tapos nagkita. Pero dapat ending, no? Kasi kung yun yung establishment of the plot, alam mong the whole movie is about getting back together.
Tsaka dapat ang rom-com, na-realize ko, yung ending maiksi.
Ah.
Kung mahaba yung ending ng rom-com, parang wonk, wonk, wonk.
Hindi ba yung Hello, Love, Goodbye? Parang ganun. Well, it's La La Land.
Dapat walang epilogue yung mga rom-coms. Or if not, super iksi ng epilogue.
Mm-hmm.
Baduy, di ba kunwari, oh, ayan. Isipin mo ah, ito.
Mm-hmm.
La La Land. Mukha ni Ryan Gosling. I mean, kay Emma Stone. Nagpiano.
Mm-hmm.
Fade out. Nag-fader bar ka na. To black. Mm-hmm. Tapos biglang, may epilogue.
Mm-hmm.
The character of Emma Stone became an award-winning Oscar winner.
Wag na!
She has currently 9 kids. Parang ganun. Baduy, no? Tapos,
baduy.
Ryan Gosling became a producer. Baduy, di ba?
Wag na. Okay na yan.
Close it there.
Oo, cut.
Not every story needs an epilogue. Yun. To the writers, pod pals na gusto magsulat, not every story needs an epilogue. Minsan tapusin mo on a quick note na maganda, you're good.
Kaya
directed
nga,
by na after.
Ayoko yung ending ng One More Chance.
Ako ayoko yung ending ng A Second Chance, ang haba.
Oh, parang
yung may vows pa, exchange of vows.
Oh God, get over yourself, Popoy and Bash. Ay, yourselves, Popoy. Ma, talaga, kayo na yung iconic love story in the Philippines. Hindi, yung ending ng One More Chance, I think it should have ended in UST.
Uh-oh.
Yung umalis si Popoy, papuntang Qatar, at nagbabay siya. Ang corny nung parang nag-fade to black, tapos biglang nag-swell yung kanta ni Eric Santos na yung I'll never go. Tapos mahaba na yung buhok ni Bea. Tapos dumating na si Popoy ulit galing Qatar.
Yun yung sinasabi ko, that's what you call the trope. Ang trope na yun, the unnecessary epilogue.
Oo, parang cut nyo na.
O game, last.
Aha. Huh?
Kilig tropes that you hate.
Ah, that I hate.
Ako,
ikaw
ito
muna.
Na. Exchanging of vows.
Oh.
In the wedding scene. Hindi ito. Anything na wedding scene, wag na.
Ako nini. Oh.
Gusto ko yung parang nag-propose na lang sila. Yeah. Yes, tapos cut.
Oh.
Tapusin na. Wag na yung pakita
gets
pa yung
na,
wedding.
Gets na, ganun.
gets na yun. Gets na. Implied. Parang horror din eh, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Yung imply mo lang. Huwag mo nang pakita.
Mm.
I find exchanging of vows baduy.
Because?
Hindi nakakilig. Kasi.
Tsaka exposition.
Expositional. Expository. Tamad siya. And at the same time, walang hinihingi imagination from the viewer or the reader. Parang sinabi na lahat. I love you because I love you ganun. Parang hindi parang detective story na parang kami na magsasabi nun. Kami na makahanap nun. Gets mo?
Mm-mm. Oh my God. People will hate me and I guess you will hate me. Ang ayokong kilig trope ay yung manic pixie dream girl na snarky. Yung parang babaeng baklang snarky na yung pahugot.
Okay, bakit?
Also known as every role ni Bello Padilla. Like, hate ko siya kasi walang ganong totoong babae. I get it. Fictional to, di ba? Bibiling ko yun. Nasa world tayo ng fiction. But, kahit na sige, hindi na ako magpo-project. Hindi na ako maghahanap ng... I mean, not all characters we have to relate to, di ba? Alisin ko na yun. Pero talaga, parang lagi na lang gano'n. May ganong character. For me, pwede namang witty siya. Pwede siyang parang Tonetta Daone written female lead. Pwede yun eh. Na medyo, yun nga, snarky, street smart, mukhang taga UP. Like, meron eh. Meron talaga archetype na ganyan. Pero sana, lagyan na ng additional layer, di ba? Alam mo yun? Hindi lang yung parang...
Like what layer?
Kunwari, you have this manic pixie dream girl na taga-UP na babaeng bakla, pero pwede wag na natin siyang gawing suicidal or baliw-baliwan kasi tinry na rin yan eh.
Or ako isa pa.
Lagyan
kung babaeng bakla na, wag mo nang gawing manic pixie dream girl.
Eh yun na nga.
Double-edged sword naman
yun. Lalagyan na nga lahat. Pero parang, lagyan niyo siya ng layer na ano, autistic ba siya? Game.
Oy, underrepresented. Yun ang super underrepresented, diba? Na rom-com character for me.
Diba?
The autistic girl. Diba? Kasi palaging autistic yung lalaki.
Diba? Si Budoy. Diba?
Oo. Oh.
Or, hindi, sige, napaka-cop out nung autistic kasi parang top of my head siya. Or, kahit na ganun siya, ang galing niya sa trabaho niya. Diba? Lagi na lang.
Hindi tinutukoy mga ayaw niya nga ng graphic design.
Oo nga, pinapahirapan niya siya. Slave daw siya ng capitalism. Parang tang ina, bumalik ka. Ang pangit ng layout mo, okay? Anyway, alam mo yun, napakababaw kasi lagi. Parang pa-quirky or parang snarky lang yung hirit.
Gets. Hindi, alam ko na bakit siya hindi nakakakilig daw.
Ano?
Kasi puro pa-cool eh.
Yes.
Ligyan ang kilig kailangan humanity. Ng vulnerability eh.
Yes.
Kailangan
yes.
Ng uncoolness eh.
Yes.
Or in the words of ano nga, of Lester Banks from Almost Famous, I'm uncool.
Yeah. Di ba parang, ano ba, dyslexic ba siya? Or?
Gets.
Ayun nga, ano, kahit manic pixie dream girl siya, tangina, galing niya pala sa math, oh.
Or ito, manic pixie dream girl siya, pero mabait siya sa mga hayop.
Di ba, kasama yung Disney princess na yun.
Ayaw nga, no. Kumakanta siya, kinakantahan niya yung mga ano, ibon.
Or, dapat ano, as in...
Di kahit yung mga ipis kinakantahan niya.
Hindi, tinuloy-tuloy mo pa din yung manic pixie dream girl.
Ayaw nga.
Na ano eh. Kunwari, manic pixie dream girl siya na basurera. Like,
yeah.
Anuhin niya naman. Or, like, gets nyo, manic pixie dream girl siya pero ano, burger machine attendant. Like, ligyan niyo nung bali.
Or ako nga like, eh. What if, baliktad, manic pixie dream boy.
Diba?
Yun ang ano, boom.
Or manic pixie dream gay. Manic pixie dream lesbian. I don't know.
Correct.
Pero, kumbaga, sana hindi lang tayo nagre-rely dun sa trope ng manic pixie dream girl. Diba?
It's so, actually, it's so 2000s. It's so DBD.
It's so obsessive of being...
Mysterious and cool.
Ito na lang. Si Fleabag, hindi siya Manic Pixie Dream Girl. May layers si Fleabag to her characterization. Hindi lang siya messy. May explanation sa character niya why she's messy.
Mm-mm.
And hindi exposition lang ah. Effectively sinusulat through stories. Hindi through, ano ba tawag dyan?
Quirks.
Quirks are like hindi through statements ng character. As in, pinapakita through their mistakes. Through their mess. Ganon. Si Fleabag ganon ah. Hindi ah. As in, sobrang niyang human. As in, alam mo yun. Yun na lang. I think magandang evolution ng Manic Pixie Dream Girl yung ano eh. Yung mess of a girl. Like, meron mga ganyan.
Ano bang tawag yun? Messy Panic Dream?
Femcel.
Ha?
Femcel.
Femcel.
Pero kasi, hindi ko.
Or ano diba? Ano millennial mess?
Oo, huh? Millennial mess. Ganon. Na, lagyan natin na dimension kung ba't sila messy. Yun lang. Or parang messy sila pero may galing sila, diba? Like si Mickey Dobbs. Bakit siya interesting? Sex and love addict pero promoted sa trabaho.
Tsaka mabait pala siya.
Tapos mabait pala siya, diba? Parang landlord ba siya? Alam mo yun, yung parang hindi kailan babaeng baklang underachiever.
Hindi, tsaka ano siya, marami siyang mental illness. Mentally fucked up siya na babae, sabihin natin. Pero
functioning.
Mabait siya.
Oh, mabait.
Ang bago yun eh, yung parang, ha? May mental illness siya, pero mabait siya.
Yes. Hindi siya pa snark.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm so tired of that. Yun, dami ko na namang nasabi as a hater.
Oo nga.
Hindi ko, Bella Padilla, hindi to personal. Ano lang to, pag, kunwaring nagkakilala tayo in real life, igagalang naman kita. Diba? Yun lang mga output. Yun na yung questionable sa akin. Yun.
So anyway, a final thoughts. Happy Valentine's, guys and girls. Hope this episode... Wala naman akong wishes sa episode.
I hope hindi niyo ako hate dun sa mga may gusto kay Bella.
Hindi, we'd like podpal sa mga nakinig ng episode na to during Valentine's Day. We'd like to hear your thoughts also. Ano yung nagpapakilig sa inyo?
Ano yung tropes na gusto nyo? Ganyan.
At ano yung tropes na hindi nagpakilig sa inyo, na baduyan kayo?
Ma-hate nyo.
Or na-hate nyo talaga. Yon. So,
ayan. So far,
now we move on to our PAM.
Podpal answering machine. Okay.
Ikaw na magbasa, Siege. Isa lang. So this is from the Batanes episode and this comes from the Spotify comments section.
First, thank you sa listeners na nagka-comment sa Spotify because
tumataas yung algorithm namin sa inyo.
Yeah. Thank you for that. And it's nice to actually have feedback seen dun sa baba ng episode. Para siyang Lazada reviews eh, di ba?
So, correct.
Ayan, sabi ni Cutterblind, hindi na natin, huwag na natin sila itago sa pang, kasi ano naman eh.
Spotify naman.
Parang username naman siya and publicly makikita to. Sabi niya, galing ng episode na to, na-revive niya yung gusto kong magbatanes and na-appreciate ko yung descriptors sobra. May nakapagsabi kasi sa akin na boring but baka iba lang yung hinahanap ni friend. And ako, I genuinely love the comment because nakapag-offer tayo ng ibang
perspective
mm-hmm. without this person judging his friend.
Oh.
Diba na wala, magkaiba lang talaga. And I think traveling is that way, diba? Like, some people will hate your favorite places.
Like for you, diba? Parang a lot of people enjoy going to Singapore. Ikaw, okay lang.
Uwing-uwi na.
Ah, ganun ba? Ganun ka lang?
Oo. Kung work siya, thank you for sending me. Pero, hindi ako mag-extend.
Oh, you're not a fan. You're not a fan. Okay
hindi
lang.
Ako fan. Or, how? I love New Orleans. You don't like New Orleans.
No, I like New Orleans.
Ano yung ayaw mo na gusto ko?
Wala pa naman.
Oos.
Hmm.
Anyway, ayun. That's it.
Thank you. See you next episode, Pod Pals. Bye.
Bye.
So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And Join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Telebabad Tapes.
Same Telebabad time?
Same Telebabad channel.
Bye!
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And PodMachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TELEBABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.